So the Ramah at the very end of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, at the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, passing the halacha, the person should immediately start building their sukkah right after Yom Kippur. And the question that we can ask is, what's the significance of the fact that, of building a sukkah right after Yom Kippur, that the Ramah both has to paskin the halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur and in Hilchos Sukkah? So let's just try to understand the significance of Yom Kippur and what the message that we're supposed to gain from Yom Kippur. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar explains that in Yom Kippurim, we reach the level of Malachim. Now obviously it's not feasibly possible to live on such a level of Kedusha the rest of the year, but at least on one day a year we realize the potential that we're able to be. We recognize the fact that our real Makom Dir, the real place that we belong, is connected to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chayim Haba. And in order for us to concretize that message, right after Yom Kippur, we begin building the sukkah. Because what's the sukkah all about? The Maharal and the Alshech both explain that the significance of the sukkah is that the sukkah is a makom of the Yonim down the Tachtonim. That person's really essentially living in the Olamas al Yonim when he's living in the sukkah. So right after Yom Kippur, when a person realizes that his real makom dira, that his real place in this world is really up above, it's not really in this world, a person immediately starts building a sukkah in order to concretize what he gained from Yom Kippur. So when the Ramah paskins mitzad hilchos Yom Kippurim, that a person needs to rebuild their sukkah, what the Ramah is getting at is that, and as the Prima Gadim, the Nosei Kehillim explained, that a person has to just start building the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Because just by starting to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur, a person internalizes the message of the sukkah and the message of Yom Kippur that really is Yom Kippur experience of being with the Malach is meant to continue with him throughout the rest of the year. Now that's one halacha. And then there's just a separate halacha that Ramah is teaching in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah that, yeah, a person should try to build the sukkah as soon as possible after Yom Kippur mitzad. There's a general concept that a person shouldn't delay in doing mitzvahs. So once a person has the opportunity to do the mitzvah building sukkah, they should do it immediately. But that's less connected to Yom Kippur per se. That's more just a general halacha that when a person has the ability to move a mitzvah, a person should do it as soon as possible. But what the Ramah and Hilchos Yom Kippurim is highlighting the fact that there's a special connection between going from Yom Kippur and showing that really our mitzvahs is like one of Yom Kippur, that our real mitzvahs, that where we really belong, is living a life of Kedusha, like Yom Kippur. We do that and we indicate that by just starting to build our sukkah, building our makom dira v'al yonim in this world.